Hello, writer friends. Welcome to episode number 17 of the Write It Podcast. I am your host and author, Deanna. And today we are going to discuss multitasking. Are you a multitasker? It's a great question, right? Let's talk about this. Let's go into detail. Let's maybe learn a thing or two about how we can multitask and grow our brand as an author. So, do you like to kill two birds with one stone, as they say? Here's a big yes from me. So, I am a multitasker, and I do like to get multiple things accomplished at a time, but I have to say, I don't like the phrase kill two birds with one stone, because I don't want to kill any birdies. We've got to come up with something better than that, guys. I could really use your help. Leave me a comment if you think of something that we could say instead of kill two birds with one stone. Maybe like pet two dogs with one hand. That's cute. We could use that one. Or feed two squirrels with one nut. That's a good one. Anyway, I could go on and on. But you get my point. Just such an icky way to say it. So, when you sit and watch television in the evenings, do you give it your full attention? Think about it. Or are you kind of doing other things while you watch? I know it's a good question, right? I had to think about that. So if I'm watching like a really good movie or a series that I'm like addicted to, really interested in, I will give it my full undivided attention. But if I'm not interested, I will grab my phone and do things to accelerate my business as an author online. Like I said, grow my brand, right? So allow me to explain, and hopefully as I explain, this will give you some ideas, okay? Things maybe you can do while you're, you know, sitting in the evening, watching TV, or maybe, you know, you're watching something that your spouse is really into and you're just kind of trying to spend time with them, but you're not really into it, right? I mean, have you been there? Because I've been there. Or I'll be watching like a movie with my daughter that she really wants to watch, but I'm only like halfway interested. I know it sounds terrible, but come on. Let's just be open and honest about this, okay? So, okay, let me explain some of the things that we could do from our phones while we're disinterested in what's on the television. So, TikTok. So, you could grow your TikTok account while you watch TV by following other accounts in your genre. So, say for example, you know, we're authors or writers, maybe you're a blogger, whatever the case may be, whatever your specialty is, hop on TikTok and go and find other people with that same specialty and then start following them, liking a couple of their videos, and chances are they will follow you back. And that is one way that you could grow your TikTok account really quickly. You could mute your phone so that the videos aren't disruptive to those around you, or you could pop an earbud in and, you know, so you can listen to it and so it doesn't affect anybody else. You can create videos. So I have video apps that I've downloaded to my phone. And in 15 minutes, I can make several videos to use on social media to use at a later time. So let me tell you, YouCut is an app that I like. And I have another one that I've been using lately, CapCut. So CapCut or YouCut. Okay, so CapCut or YouCut. And then I've also used another one called Boosted. And these are all free apps, by the way. And what you can do is you can upload photos or videos to this app. You can add music. You can add voiceovers using the CapCut app. You can use voiceovers. You can put the words up on the screen. Again, though, this is something you probably want to pop an earbud in for. This way the music and, you know, the talking doesn't disrupt those around you. But that is something that you could definitely do from your phone while you're watching TV. And you can get several of them made in one sitting. You can create memes. So I have apps downloaded to my phone that allow me to create memes, and I can create several of them in like 10 to 15 minutes. So when I say memes, I'm referring to, let's say, a photo of my book on one side or in one corner, and then I'll write something on the, you know, in the square, maybe the the name of the book or where it can be purchased, something like that. Like for the holidays, I like to create holiday memes. With fall coming up, now's a great time to create fall-inspired memes. So you would take maybe like a photo of your book cover, put it on a background, maybe of some type of fall color, maybe like an orange or a brown or something, or maybe you can put some pretty leaves, you know, in the picture. So these pictures that I create, I call them memes. So that's what I'm referring to. But that's something else you can sit and do and create. And then you'll have several posts for the rest of the week. I follow my favorites on Instagram and Twitter. So I like to follow my favorite authors on both of these channels. And after you follow them, be sure to go through their account and like several of their posts. It just, you know, shows that you're interested. But if you have a favorite author or blogger, someone that, you know, you look up to, maybe you read all of their books, it's a great time to just hop on over to their channels and see what they're up to and show them some love. Facebook. So it only takes a couple of minutes to post a picture of your book with a quick message and a link to purchase on Facebook. Please, guys, don't forget, anytime you post anything to social media, to include a link so people can click the link and buy your book. So I know on Instagram, Instagram doesn't allow live links when you post, but you can create a link tree. It's free. And you can add the link to your link tree in your Instagram bio. And anytime you post anything about one of your books, you can add the verbiage link in bio. And then people can pop on over to your bio, click your link tree. And when they click it, all of anything that you put in there is going to pop up. Maybe a link to your Amazon, a link to your webpage, a link to your other social channels, a link to your blog, whatever you choose to put in there will pop up. And then they can go and explore your work from the link tree. But please, anytime you post something on social media about one of your books, remember to post a link. Because nobody is, well, 99% of the people are not going to say, "Oh, that looks like a great book cover," and then close out of Facebook, go into Amazon, plug in the name of the book or your name as the author to find your book. Chances are it's just not going to happen. But if you add the link to your post, boom, click a possible purchase right there. So these are all super easy tasks that can get you ahead of the game, and all while you're watching television. So I hope you guys found this episode helpful on multitasking. And I think I should come up with more episodes about multitasking, different things that we can do at different times to help build our brand as an author, because I think a lot of us could use, you know, handy tips and tricks more often, right? So hope you've enjoyed this. So maybe now you're inspired to go and sit, maybe go to the coffee shop, get a coffee, and sit and do some of these things from your phone, right? So happy writing, friends. I will see you or talk to you again soon.